On the Trail, Kirtland and the First Temple, by Jan Pinborough, Church Magazines. Kirtland, Ohio, was a busy place. In 1832, the Lord had told Joseph Smith to build the first temple in modern times, and now everyone had a job to do. Men dug trenches and built walls. Children helped their mothers at home and carried lunch to the workers. A 10-year-old boy named Asa drove a team of oxen that pulled a wagon filled with big stones from the quarry to the temple site. Luke J., age 10, and his sister Isabella, age 8, visited historic Kirtland to learn more about what happened there 180 years ago. When the temple was finally finished, 1,000 people came to hear the prophet Joseph Smith dedicate it. Some people saw angels and heard them singing. The first temple in the latter days was complete. Moving to Kirtland. In 1831, Joseph and Emma Smith moved to Kirtland. They traveled by sleigh for 250 miles and stopped at a store owned by church members Newell and Elizabeth Whitney. For more than a year, Joseph and Emma lived in the rooms above the Whitney store. Bonnets, shoes, brooms, and baskets were on sale at the Whitney store. The store was also a post office. In a room of the store, people could trade pelts and other things for store goods, such as ropes, nails, and seeds. Church leaders studied the gospel in a room of the Newell K. Whitney store. When the prophet told them about the word of wisdom, some of them immediately broke the pipes they had been smoking and threw them into the fireplace. When the counselors in the first presidency were being set apart in this room, some of those present saw Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. End of the article. Kirtland and the First Temple.